The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
On TV, sunset done change ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Work so hard, forgot how to vacation. They never had the dedication. People hate and say we're changing. Look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. That was never friendly. Yeah. Now I'm jumping out the Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bags, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, yeah. But all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you win it, put your lattice to the sky. How could I make
sense? Talking Heads with Nati is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nati Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Friday edition of Talking Heads is on and popping right here, right now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, we are live. Duncan, Carmichael, getting it in. Foo Foo on Friday, freaking weekend edition. You know, we get out of the studio every 2 weeks. You know, we get out there every second Friday and every fourth Friday of the month. You know, we're at a different Duncan location. Kind of like Carmichael these last couple of times. Definitely a good look. It is the brand new location. You definitely want to check it out. It's all good. All right? And don't forget, they got a lot of good things popping down here at Dunkin'. You know, remember, you could beat the heat all summer long. They got the iced coffees. They're back. All right? Be sure to try the new cake batter signature latte. Combine that rich espresso with spoon-licking good cake batter. Oh, my God. The flavor's off the chain. It's definitely a party. Party in your mouth. All right? And don't forget the Dunkin' butter pecan as well. The sweet cream, the butter roasted pecans and the sweet cream combined with Dunkin's original blended iced coffee. That's all good. That's what I'm sipping on right now. Can I tell you a word of lie? That's what we're rolling with to open a remote. And don't forget, they got the tomato pesto grilled cheese sandwich going on. They got all of your donuts that you love so much. They got the coladas as well to help you beat the heat. All your favorite sandwiches. And it's at all locations. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with a drive-thru, East Street South with a drive-thru, Carmichael where we're at now, two out there at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance, so no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right, I want to make sure your mind's right before we get into the conversations we're going to have, and even though we're on remote today, I want you to call in, all right, I want you to text in, you know how to get it in, and you know how to get it on. And in case you forgot, let me remind you. All right? So phone lines are definitely open. So you can chime in that way. You know how to do it. 323-6232. 325-4316. 326-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612, and if you want to stream us live and take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Now, get your thinking caps on, because you know we're going to start with the brain teaser. and get you thinking into the weekend. And we're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. All right? In addition to that, I got a KFC coupon for you for one of those Colonel's original recipe chicken sandwiches. And, of course, I got a Dunkin' gift coupon for you as well. So it's fully loaded. Okay? So you're playing for some goodies. Now, here's the deal. You got to chime on in, and you can collect your prizes next week. I'll let you know how to collect your prizes next week. All right. Now, here's your question. That's what you're working with. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, recent survey of 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, between the ages of 18 and 50. Now, the survey was taken, and the survey revealed that out of the 100 people surveyed, a whopping 59% said they will do this in October. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. They guaranteed to do this in October. They go, man, look here. October roll in, they doing this. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the bottom of the news, top of the news, and at 5 o'clock hour to get chances in, and you know how to chime on in. All right. Let's slide into the headliners. Who are West making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, Fine Threads has new arrivals right now and brand new suits as well. All right, full selection on the suits. All right, for all of your needs, double breast, regular, slim, pinstripe, high fashion, all of those available for you, along with all the accessories to match. Shoes, socks, cufflinks, tie tacks, ties, bow ties, suspenders, belts, pocket pieces. All right? Fully loaded, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both those locations are Fine Threads, open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do all your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Threads. All right. Okay, now before we get to the headlines, I kind of making some semi-headlines here. Here comes the text. Great show as usual, Naughty. Get mad, but I unintentionally put you in an $80 bill. Juan had a guest on his show and his birthday next week, so I told him I would have a guest make him a guava duff and Naughty paying for it. Okay, texter. That's great you put me in it. I'm glad it's Juan's birthday and we'll work it out. But the next time you volunteer me, Dingleberry, why don't you hit me up and maybe I could have delivered some donuts. Maybe I could have delivered some KFC or some Tropical Gyros or some Naughty Johnny's, you know. But no, you won't go there. Anyhow. The answers are chiming in now. Boy, look here. Are you looking at all of them? Wrong. Okay? So, and some of y'all got to be careful how you're wording these things, too, you know. Y'all can't just be slack how you're answering. Got to be careful. You could be, you know, typing your way away from a correct answer. I'm not saying that any one of those were correct, though. Before y'all start freaking yourself out. All right. So let's check out what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844. And feel free to chime in. Let me know what you think of some of these headlines. AG lays out government's legislative agenda. That's the big one today. Story by Jasper Ward. Citizenship bill among priority measures. As the Davis administration prepares for its second year in office, Attorney General Ryan Pinder QC yesterday outlined priority areas in its legislative agenda, including overhauling the Public Procurement Act, tightening environmental laws, and bringing legislation to ensure gender equality in citizenship. He said that the government intends to table amendments to the Fiscal Responsibility Act and the Public Finance Management Act and new public procurement legislation in Parliament when it resumes next month. The public procurement bill, initially, we looked to amend certain aspects of that we found troublesome, said Pinder while speaking at a weekly press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister. He continued, once we're looking at it in more depth, we figure a full rewrite of that legislation was necessary in order to provide more transparency, but ease of administration and ability to govern effectively on that bill, and ability to be able to govern with immediate priority to instances that require it. So read more there. And this is another one that, like I said, that kind of continues out of those headlines. Full overhaul of Public Procurement Act underway. Now, this is very interesting. The government will fully rewrite the Public Procurement Act because of troublesome aspects of the current legislation, Attorney General Ryan Pinder, Queen's Counsel, said yesterday. You know that we've been amending and working on amendments to Procurement Act and the Fiscal Responsibility Act and the Public Finances Management Act, Pinder said. Those are all in train, and those are all anticipated to be available for public consultation by the end of the month and be in a position to be tabled in front of Parliament in September when we reconvene to debate shortly thereafter. The Public Procurement Bill, initially, we looked to amend certain aspects that we found troublesome. All right? Now they're going for a full rewrite. So now, how is that beneficial? Is it beneficial to us? The rewrite, Joe Public, the voting populace, the taxpayers? Or is it beneficial moving forward now to administrations? Let's see where it goes. Let's see where that ends up. And that's been a big topic of conversation today. And of course, another big one, government signs new agreement, industrial agreement with the nurses and the nurses union. So there are nurses today. And that's definitely a good look, because we need them in the fight, and we need them, you know, content for a long time. You know, they've had their issues and their problems, and they wanted closure and some, you know, satisfaction, and I think they've gotten it. So that's good to know. None of you folks are right with your text. Very good answers, but none are correct. None. Not buying pumpkin spice coffee from Dunkin' either. Just trying to butter it up. Yeah, I know what you're doing. Yeah, I see what you tried to do there, but that's still wrong. Couple of headlines that I find interesting. Government making progress in collecting tax arrears. This according to Mr. Halkidis, story by Chester Robos. But the Minister of Economic Affairs, Mr. Michael Halkidis, said on Wednesday there has been progress 1 month into tax reforms to help the government collect hundreds of millions in tax arrears, especially with banks now collecting real property tax. Halkidis explained last month that the government will see the real results of having commercial banks remit real property tax on mortgages that they hold during the next real property tax cycle next year. So we'll see where it goes. Again, going into year two of this administration, we still have to let some of these things see where they go, in the sense that they've been charted, they've been tabled. Now let's see where they end up once they get rolled out and put into play, you know? Because that's where the real proof in the pudding is, in the execution, delivery, and so on and so forth. But like I said, we are live, Duncan Carmichael, getting it in. And those are just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. And right now, we'll slide out of the headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads, Into the Buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And John's reminds you, in addition to all of your back-to-school needs, all of your back-to-school footwear, book bags, lunch boxes, all the accessories, as well as for the, you know, not just for the students, but for the teachers as well. Excuse me. That's definitely a good look. But in addition to that, and all your fast fashions, your workwear, and all the accessories to go along with those, John's now has small home appliances and cookware as well, available at both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. So be sure to check out both locations today. Because remember, John's, serving you is a pleasure. And let me check out some of the buzz. Let me check out some of the answers. No. You all listen, man. You all got some really good answers, but no. Thanksgiving trip, pay your tithes, travel to the family islands, buy pumpkin spice coffee from Dunkin', prepare for Halloween, start preparing for Christmas, support breast cancer, which is always good, and I always commend you to do that. Don't just wait till October to do that, though. Do that as many times as you can. Start shopping for Christmas, Christmas gift request. Start making Christmas gift requests. Start shopping for Christmas. Plan their first trip for Black Friday to the U.S. Eat ham and turkey. Halloween shopping. Celebrate Heroes Day. Shop for Christmas presents. Trick or treating. None of the above. None of the above. Naughty. Ryan Pinder admitted that referendums were held for the citizenship issue, but the people got it wrong. Basically, what does that mean? The people got it wrong, basically. The people answered, and the answers because it didn't fit their agenda is wrong. What is this? The people spoke, I say, through the referendums. Now listen, Texter, you know how referendums go. There was a referendum put out regarding gaming in this country. It didn't go the way that the past administration who offered it up wanted it to go. So they turned it into opinion poll and passed it anyway. So we've seen this before. I don't know why you're surprised, because I tell you, the more things change, the more they stay the same right here in the 242. What else is buzzing? Listen, I'll tell you what else is buzzing going into the weekend. And I don't think now, I think with all that's going on in society, we've had two tragedies, two young men drown. We've seen the extenuating circumstances and the results that it came from both incidents. Listen, something that I heard in the barbershop today that they is starting to heat up. Listen, we can't have a battle of the sexes here. We can't have men against women, moms against dads, like married couples against single families, like single moms against the world, single dads feeling displaced. Listen, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of emotion tied in with a lot of these scenarios. But I think that in 2022, I think we should be able to address it. You know, I heard some things in the barbershop today. You know, you got a lot of dudes in touch with their emotions, you know. A lot of dudes just got to hold it and swallow their pride and swallow their emotions because of their kids being used as a pawn in the game between, you know, parents who have now separated. But there are a lot of dads I'm being made to understand that want to do. But because, you know, past indiscretions by others, today's single mothers are leery of pretty much anything. So whether young man's intentions are good or not, they're kind of met with, you know, resistance. And then it leads to, you know, disconnect, more miscommunications, and more distance between each other and distance between the child indirectly. So I think we need to work on that, our conflict resolution and being able to resolve it. I mean, I have several friends that I admire. They have great relationships with each other, and they've been separated for years. They share a child, and for the sake of that child, they get along and they do what they need to do. But it takes a lot, but I commend them for their maturity, and I commend them for the way they're raising their kids, because they're still being present in their child's life despite not being together. And then you have, you know, scenarios like other folks brought it up in the barbershop today, and I have to agree with them because I'm in it. It's like the married statistic. And this is buzzing too. You got a lot of married couples out there that are like, what are we, mirages? On pay no mind list? What are we, chopped liver? Aren't we doing it according to the good book, how it's supposed to be done. So why are we normally? Why are we looked at as like weird? Wow, they're married, and they're raising their as a family. Yeah. Look, I get it. Not everybody can work it out. It doesn't happen for everybody. It doesn't work for everybody, and that's fine. But if you are a parent, you should be involved in your child's life. You should know where your child is, regardless of what the other situation is with the other parent. And if the child lives with the other parent, then you should have a good enough relationship to call at any time and know where your child is, or have a good idea where your child is. Don't have the disconnect built that bad and the moat separating you all so wide that for the simple things, just a everyday life, that it creates issues and problems. We got a lot to work on. And I think we need to do it together. I mean, there needs to be mentorship from older couples to younger couples. There need to be mentorship from older single fathers to younger single fathers, and older single mothers to younger single mothers. And you got to be able to meet in the middle and agree to disagree on some things. But for the sake of the kids and the betterment of their situation, do what you have to do as mature, consenting adults. Let's check out some of the text. These governments are bypassing the Constitution and not acknowledging the referendums, which is the people's voice. There you go. International Food Festival in October. I like it. Start an ASU. No, but y'all got some crazy answers, but break up with their partners. Get a new partner and their relationship. No, what October is a month for breakup? Go on a diet? When you break up in October, so you get through Christmas and then New Year's, you pick them back up so you don't have to buy no gifts. That's how that works. Anyway, let's go to the first break here. We are live, Dunkin' Donuts, Palm Michael location. That's a wrap on your headliners, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And also The Buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick up the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And then we get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. You know, runs on Dunkin'. I'll open up the phone lines. And toward the bottom of the hour, don't forget, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report, all brought to you by The Island Game. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break. Fully loaded Friday edition. We are live. Dunkin' Carmichael, you go into the commercial break. I'm going for another iced coffee, another butter pecan it is. And we'll be right back here at Dunkin' Carmichael right after the break when Talkin' Heads continues right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, the Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clarks, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure and put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin', more delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee, or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Duncan, Carmichael location, getting it in. And right now, it's time to get up into the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, don't forget something fun. KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick with 8 pieces of thighs and legs, plus your choice of a lark mash with gravy or 4 biscuits for only $20. All right, that's a great deal going on for you going into the weekend right there at your favorite KFC location. And don't forget, KFC drive-thru is open and frying until midnight. Monday through Sunday, KFC drive-thru is open and frying until midnight. So last call for finger-licking chicken is midnight at your favorite KFC location at all of your drive-thrus, all right? Now, let's see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Like I said, all brought to you by KFC Nassau. And where do I start? There's a lot of news buzzing. The movie E.T., the extraterrestrial, heads to movie theaters tonight around the country in celebration of its 40th anniversary. Not, of course, in the United States. To keep stoking the flames, Kevin Federline has posted video of ex-wife Britney Spears yelling at their two sons. Vin Diesel will star in a Guardians of the Galaxy spinoff on Disney Plus. Pennyworth, the origin of Batman's butler, will move to HBO Max in October. United Airlines has paid a $10 million deposit for 100 electric flying taxis. Say what? Anyhow, I gotta go do some research on that. Longtime ESPN reporter Michelle Vopel announced a transition from female to male and a new name, M.A. Vopel. Okay. Didn't see that one coming. Not a fan of Florida Governor DeSantis or former President Trump, Miami Mayor and Republican Francis Suarez is said to be preparing for a run for president in 2024. Francisco Suarez, Frankie Suarez, el presidente of the United States is Frankie Suarez, whose grandparents, you know, came over from Mariel in the Bolif and grew up in the Hialeah. Hialeah, Opa-locka Hialeah is the place to chop, you know? The Frankie Suarez. I know him a long time. That's such a, you know, ethnic Cubanichi name over there for Florida. Francisco Suarez. Frankie Suarez. All right. Oh, they played another Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa last night. However, the field will be under construction next year, so there won't be a game there in 2023. Although it is said that Major League Baseball is working on an alternative site. All right. And did you know that Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt, former Chicago White Sox slugger, All-Star Hall of Famer, he owns the Field of Dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't know that. It's Steve Martin says he's approaching the finish line to pursue any more acting gigs after Only Murders in the Building. Wow. Steve Martin, what a wild and crazy guy. What a great career. Drake Milligan started out the latest season of America's Got Talent as a contestant. The two songs he's performed on the show have already gone number one on the charts, the top two downloads on iTunes this week. But he told Simon he owes it all to the show, so he's sticking around to see what happens. Now, Simon thought he was going to quit and just start his career, but, you know, he's going to stick around. He's milking it. And that's pretty much it. That's a wrap right there on Your Global Warming. We're seeing on the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Now let's slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And like I said, we are live. Duncan Carmichael getting it in. Free for all Friday edition. And listen, they got a bevy of goodness going on at Duncan. All right? Let me let you know what's happening. Don't forget, it's all about that pesto, that tomato pesto sandwich going on as well. Yes. Tomato pesto grilled cheese sandwich. Now that features oven roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, white cheddar, all on a toasted sourdough bread for flavors that are bold and bright. Tomato pesto perfection at Dunkin' is definitely on and popping. And if you're a fan of that tomato pesto, man, you definitely want to check this one out. This is one of the better ones. In fact, it's the best one out there. So you definitely want to check it out. Me, I'm a fan of coffee. And, of course, the new cake batter signature latte is off the chain. You know, it combines rich espresso with the spoon-licking good cake batter flavor. It's a party in your mouth. It's all good. It's total Dunkin' decadence and indulgence. And it's, oh, God, is it good. Now, can't lie, my little guilty indulgence, every chance I get one, I will. And I beg Dunkin' never to take them off the menu. You know what it is. It's the butter pecan iced coffees, all right? Oh, my goodness. The butter roasted pecans. You know, I'm a huge pecan fanatic. And along with the sweet cream, combined with Dunkin's original iced coffee flavoring, man, listen, that is all good. That original blend iced coffee from Dunkin' with the pecans and with the sweet cream, all good. That is one butter pecan, you know, off the chain iced coffee. So definitely check that out. And don't forget that tomato pesto sandwich as well as the cake batter signature lattes as well. All that goodness is going on, like I said, at your favorite Dunkin' locations. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and you got, two out the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. All right. Listen, all of y'all chiming in, great answers. But that's not it. And, Naughty, you don't know what flying taxis are? Remember the Jetsons? I remember the Jetsons, Texas. Meet George Jetson. His boy, Elroy. Daughter, Judy. Jane, his wife. And what was the dog? Astro. Ooh. Yeah, I remember that. And his boss was a little short dude that was bald and had the mustache. Yeah. Mr. Jetson. J. Jonah Jetson. Was it something like that? Or was that J. Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man? I digress. All right. Let's go to the break. As we're sliding through my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. Got answers from y'all, but y'all are way off. Way off. Way off. All right. Okay. Are these some old tags? Coming in with the doom. I like it. All the punkala. This is good stuff. Let me check some of these answers going out. No. Yeah. Here's another one chiming in. Naughty. Admitted that a referendum was held for the citizenship issue, but the people got it wrong. I don't see where we got it wrong. The people spoke through the referendums. I'm getting a lot of cases of sense of the Joe public is saying it like this. If we don't agree with the government on referendums, then, you know, now we're wrong. We should have, our opinion should be respected. And we should know is no, and when it means no, and find out why is no. Because you know how referendums go. If you put a referendum through, or a referendum or two or three, and they fail at a referendum or two, you know if you do an investment, it's just a right. Yeah, but that never happened here, because, you know, sadly, some of our eyes don't have any backbone, but others do. But anyway, that's a different story for another day. That's right, Mr. Spacey was Jetson's boss. That's right. Our owner of Spacey Sprockets. Thank you, Texton. I appreciate that. And on that note, we'll go to the break. And I'm going to get one more Dunkin', put a pecan coffee in under my belt, a couple of jelly donuts too. We are live, Dunkin' Carmichael getting it in, Free For All Friday edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry dragon fruit, peach passion fruit, and the new mango pineapple. Sippin' ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas are Dunkin'.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year!
Percy's Pension Plan!
Island game, keep you with it!
Percy's Pension Plan!
Dream big, we will help you live it!
Percy's Pension Plan!
Island game, we got you!
Percy's Pension Plan!
From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must! Come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us! The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game, so put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has the tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with 3 pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
I got prostate cancer. My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center, South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads continues right now. We are live. Dunkin' Carmichael location, getting it in. Yes. Big up to all the Jetson fans that they're texting me back in. Big up to my boy Kenny Tinker. Yeah, man, the Jetsons is classic. Now I got to go watch some of that when I go home. Yeah, man, George was a complete idiot. I love George. George was, you know? Elroy was another one. His boy, Elroy. And then the robot. Remember the robot? What was her name again? The robot. That was good stuff. And we used to laugh at that stuff back then, but the more we see it, the closer we get to it becoming a reality. All right. Listen, people, your answers have all been good. They've all been awesome. And a texter, you're going to get mad at me when I tell you this. And I know you're probably going to get all legal on me. How you all nice to get. But remember now, I was specific. And I was specific. I put it out there a couple times. Double check your answers. It wasn't buy a Halloween costume. All right? It's not International Day of Women. If it is today, well, props to the women, but I think in October, that's what you're getting at, no. Not get a loan from the bank, not go on the beach, not celebrate Women's Month or Day, not go to Junkanoo, not go on a diet, not break up with that partnership, not start looking for a new girlfriend or boyfriend, not start an ASU, not go to International Food Festival, not fix up the house by Christmas, not a Thanksgiving trip, not pay tithes, not travel to... All right, I've done all of these. Prepare for Halloween. Support breast cancer, which I tell you to do every day, but especially in October. Here's the one that you can get mad at. The text that said, watch Halloween movies. If you would have said, watch horror movies, you would have been my winner. But you didn't. You said Halloween movies. And there are Halloween movies. Dawn horrors, like Peanuts. The Great Pumpkin Caper. And the Pumpkin Patch Caper. And you got, South Park had a Halloween edition. You got Family Guy and so on and so forth. So, yeah, there's movies and other things you can watch. And if you go to Hallmark, they have the Halloween movies. Those wholesome movies. Yeah. So, yeah, you were wrong, and that's why you're wrong. And I put the low hand out there for you to try to pick up on it, but you didn't. So I'm sorry. No winner today. Me again on my Talk Sports coming up at 5 o'clock hour. Before we get there. We got to hook you up with Cuban Willie's a numerology report. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And it's all about Percy's pension plan. All right? You can win $1,000 a week for a year. 13 pensions worth up to $244,000. One pension a week. So $1,000 a week for one winner for a year. $500 a week for two winners for a year. $400 a week for 200 winners for a year, $300 a week for two winners for a year, $250 a week for two winners for a year, $200 a week for four winners for a year. All you need to do is set yourself up with an account with the Island Game, all right? All you have to do, deposit $20 on your account at the Island Game, and you're going to get an entry to Percy's pension plan. Every $20 you deposit, you got another entry, and you got a chance at winning one of those 13 pensions worth over $244,000, for you, definitely a good look. So, with that being said, let's find out where Cuban Willie is, and as soon as he's done his thing, we'll get into the news. We are live, Duncan Carmichael, right here on the Friday edition of Talking Heads. Cuban Willie, ¿dónde estás? Where are you?
¡Wepa! ¡Buenas tardes! ¡Guajadere, mi te produce! Mira, soy yo, Cuban Willie, it's a Friday. That's what I'm talking about. Wepa, it's Friday, viernes, the weekend is around the corner. That's what I'm talking about. Pero mira, as you stay running on the streets today, you know I have my numerology report for you. All brought to you by the Island Game and Percy's Pension Plan. And today is really quick, because I got to make my way because I got to enjoy some donuts. That's right. I had to take four buses to get to the Carmichael. The Duncan location, location numero six, the sixth location in the New Providence. They have eight, but that's number six. You have Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, the Bennett Road, East Street South, the Carmichael number six, and then the Airport Pre-Clearance, Post-Clearance number seven, number eight. So, the Carmichael, the new location of Duncan is number six, okay?
So, you know, I take the four buses. I come to the Carmichael location, which is number six of the branches. Okay? And I have 5 dozen donuts to take with me when I go. Yeah. So today's number is the 465. 456. Cuatro. No, no, no. 465. 4-6-6-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5- 465. 465. I need another coffee. That's what the problem is. It's too hot outside. So now I'm going to go inside while you figure out the numbers with Percy's Pension Plan and the Island Game, and I'm going to have another iced coffee in the Dunkin' Donuts. Until Monday, stay running and playing with the Island Game, my friends. See you on Monday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
My mama called, seen you on TV, sunset done changed. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we're changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. That was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bags, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, yeah. But all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom. Yeah, yeah. If you win it, put your lattice to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with a book, I just put it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The news, the Friday edition, the free-for-all Friday edition continues right now. And we are into the 5 o'clock hour. 5:08 p.m. is the time. Of course, we're going to start talking sports right now. And we are live, Duncan Carmichael, like I said. And don't forget, man, Duncan's doing big things. But I got to remind you about a couple of the awesome things going on that menu, all right? And don't forget, man, it is all about that tomato pesto grilled cheese sandwich, all right? That is off the chain. Oven-roasted tomatoes, pesto spread, and white cheddar on that toasted sourdough bread for, oh, off-the-chain flavor, all right? You definitely want to check it out, especially if you're a fan of pesto and tomatoes. You definitely want to check that out, all right? And don't forget, the iced coffees are back. And my personal favorite, the butter pecan iced coffee is back. And, oh, man, that butter pecan, the roasted butter pecans, as well as the sweet cream. Oh, man, off the chain. And don't forget, it's all made good by that Dunkin' original blend of iced coffee. And it's so good. I've had 2.5. I'll probably have 4, 3 by the time the show's finished and 1 for the ride home. They are definitely off the chain. Now let's get into it. Like I said, like we do each and every day in the 5 o'clock, we get into the sports. Let me kick it off with today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, and as soon as I finish today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, I know Earl the Pearl will be chiming in, Peter Raheem will be chiming in, and we got lots to talk about. So don't forget it at Naughty Johnny. Today, Wednesday and Friday, happy hours. 5 to 7 is happy hour. Just kicked off. So, you know, make your way on out to Naughty Johnny's. Indulge and enjoy because, listen, it's well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. All right, here's what happened on today, Friday, August 12th, 2022. on this day, Friday 9. The first National Archery Association tournament took place in Chicago, Illinois. And look how that's progressed. In 1879, there were firing arrows in Chicago. Today, any kind of weaponry you can imagine you can find being fired on the streets of Chicago. That's why they call it Chirac. 1964, Mickey Mantle set a Major League Baseball record when he hit home runs from both the left and right sides of the plate in the same game. 1969, the Boston Celtics were sold for $6 million. To date, it was the highest price paid for a pro basketball team. Now, that's back in the day. Meaning, to date, to 1969, that was the highest price paid. Okay? So that should tell you how basketball has evolved. In 69, if the team was worth $6 million in total, just imagine what the players were getting paid. Bench jockeys in today's NBA get paid $6 million. 1973, Jack Nicklaus won his 14th major golf title, the win broken by Bobby Jones for 50 years. 1986, Rod Carew became the first player in the history of the California Angels franchise to have his uniform, number 29, retired. 1994, Major League Baseball players went on strike rather than allow team owners to limit their salaries. The strike lasted for 232 days. As a result, the World Series was wiped out for the first time in 90 years. In 2016, finally, Katie Ledecky won the 200-meter, 400-meter, and 800-meter freestyle at the same Olympics. She was the first to win swimmer. She's the first women swimmer to win all three at the same Olympics since Debbie Meyer in 1968. All right, today's sports quote. Before you can win a game, you have to not lose it. Chuck Noll, former Pittsburgh Steelers head coach. And that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. And as we slide over now to get up into the home court, the local sports headlines. We got Earl the Pearl sliding in. Peter Raheem, all both on Zoom. If both of y'all are there, what's going on, fellas?
I don't know. I'm right here. Got a kind of good look at those New York football Giants last night. So they seem to be in. Beat the Patriots with 4 seconds left on the clock. Like that really matters. But anyway, you know.
I got extremely upset last night, Pearly, because I searched.
Make the people say, who's on hill? Say it again.
I was extremely upset last night because I searched, and I searched for that game, and I couldn't find it.
It was on NFL Network.
No, I got a different game. I don't know what was percolating.
I watched the Giants and the Patriots on NFL Network. But I don't,
that's
know,
what you watch.
I techie a little bit like that. So, you know, I have a separate app that does this kind of thing to me. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You know, in my yellow stripe, my yellow strip NIB card days now, I try to get a little techie.
Well, top of it. Because I didn't get to see that, and I was hot. I was extremely
cool.
Disgruntled.
I was able to watch that and see the analysis and everything. I have this beautiful app that I got, and all the NFL packages, Major League packages, NBA packages, soccer packages, hockey packages. Is like hog heaven for sports fans.
It is. I think I need to talk to you on that because, like I said last night, I was disgruntled.
Naughty, I don't miss anything. I can't be a sports talking sports to you and missing the game. I miss nothing.
No, the problem was I got stuck. You know which game I got stuck watching, right? You missing the point where I'm going with this.
The Tennessee game.
Earl. I had to watch the Ravens beat the Titans.
Yes.
But
and the Titans got a certain quarterback starting. The people starting to say, Tannehill who?
Well, I'll be honest with you. And Peter's chiming in. The reason why I'm disgruntled, Earl, is because you need to talk to Stat Boy. Stat Boy took the remote and hid the remote, and we had to watch the Ravens and the Titans. You understand where I'm going with this now?
Oh, now. I apologize. Stat Boy, you're the man. You're the myth, and you're now the legend.
You know what? You're an enabler, and that's not cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say, like you say, that's my brethren.
And you're proud of it. Well, look for your brethren to come visit you this weekend, okay?
Hey, we got a big screen TV. We got an app full of all channels. No problem.
Oh, God. He'll probably show you some channels you like, too.
I'm sure I can show him some channels he may not want to be seeing right now.
Trust me, he's seen them all. But doing? Anyway, listen. Pearly and Peter, let me just say this. Of that game, though. I did see something last night. Now, you may tell me I'm a little early in saying this, mm-hmm. but when I looked at Malik Willis last night and I saw some of the things what he did, 6 mm-hmm. of 11, 107 yards, but the way he was in the pocket, the way he rolled out of the pocket, the way he runs when he commits to running, he reminds me more of Steve McNair than anybody else. And even Vince Young, who played in Tennessee and he was a scrambler, he kind of reminds me more of Steve McNair. And I think when he gets it under his belt and he gets his feet under him a little bit, I think he could play in the league.
He brings to the game both the running ability, and he has a very good arm, and he is an accurate passer. So he's going to be, he's not ready yet. But I think a year under that other guy who Miami ran out of, he could eventually take that job.
I think that's what they're gearing toward maybe in a year or two. What say you, Peter? You're a quarterback guru.
I don't know. And I think no one really knows at this point. We know what he could be, but at Liberty, he's not getting, you know, D1 level coaching, and he's not throwing to D1 level receivers. He's just not working with D1 level talent. But in the NFL, he's got the coaches, you know, he's got the talent around him, and we'll see what he develops into. The early indications are, you know, pretty good. He's, you know, he can walk a little bit, you know. He's not Usain Bolt in terms of his development, where he is. He's on elite level. But we'll see where he goes. At the worst case scenario, the absolute worst case scenario, I think, if I had to say, because I'm a big fan of high floors, you know, high floor, where the worst case scenario, what are you going to be? I think his worst case scenario is like a Seneca Wallace type, a very serviceable backup, someone you can bring in the game, and your starter misses 4 games, he can win 3 of them for you. So
no, Pete, I disagree. No, I think he's got a little more pedigree than that.
He may be able to come and give you a quarter or two and hold on, but I don't see him sustaining right now as what I saw about from him.
No. I'm not saying hold on. I'm not saying now he's ready to go. I'm saying with the work, like Peter said, with the development, in about 2 years, I could see him being the starter for that team.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Be the same as a backup, but I'm saying in another year or two, maybe next year, he may be stepping and throw some blows, but in a 2-3 year span, he could be a solid NFL starter and be a very good quarterback in the NFL because he brings two elements, running.
But I get Peter's take on worst-case scenario.
Right. Worst-case
scenario. So that might be a polished reference.
Right. As a worst case scenario, best case scenario, I think it's very possible he develops into a Steve McNair. That works out because, you know, the franchise, when it came out, like Naughty's saying, you saw some of the same elements, and I understand why Naughty's making a reference, Naughty. I saw the same elements you saw with Steve McNair's rookie year. You saw last night with Malik Willis, a lot of the same mistakes, a lot of the slow progression, a lot of the almost complete lack of development to prepare him for the NFL. But you also saw flashes last night, which reminded you of, hey, there's something else here, and we got something to work with. This guy hasn't even scratched the surface yet. So I'm excited for him. And it's a running quarterback league now. You got to be able to move. because you got inside linebackers running, you know, 4.7s and 4.8s, and they can move. So, well, you got the Bosa's out there. And that you got the TJ Watts
was on the docket last night. Earl, what did you see in the Giants Patriots game? Did you watch that one as well, Peter? I missed that one. I was forced to watch the Ravens thanks to Stad. We have to stop
on that. Macaroni didn't play. He didn't play at all. But the anyway.
Are you referring to Mac Jones as Macaroni?
Is there anybody else we're supposed to be talking calling Macaroni?
I call him Mac Your and
Dolphins.
Cheese.
Y'all okay. Dolphins, kill me.
Well, you know,
Macaroni Tony.
You know, the Dolphins are excited because their defenses look good against the backup quarterbacks for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, I have no clue who they are. But, you know, the defense
is good. Don't do that. No. See, I can fact check your butt. The fact that Brady got all frustrated and everything. You calling Brady the backup quarterback? Okay, no problem. Anyway, let's go to Jones started. It was question better. It was wise for the Giants to start their first string players. Jones then came in and they moved the ball pretty well, but they're all right. And I'm telling you, Peter has a man crush on the Miami Dolphins. You a Bear fan somewhere with my Dolphins?
Yeah, I noticed that. He got very excited. When we even out of the mansion of the Dolphins, he was ready to go. Peter, well, we want to know what's going on with your Bears. All right?
It's a great segue because I understand the Dolphins are number one in the league in tampering, and we've got a middle linebacker who is, you know, he represents himself, and some unnamed, we don't know, person has been calling teams or, you know, to see their interest in trading for him. It's interesting because Roquan is his own agent, and if someone not named Roquan Smith is calling on behalf of Roquan Smith, as they're claiming, and trying to gauge trade value and trying to get teams interested in trading for Roquan, then that's a violation. Because
all
of
right,
course, well, that's what the NFLPA. And if you
talk got all
to
that coming
person,
up,
Peter,
and
you
it's
know
not
you're saying
not
these things and throwing these little low blows, and you know I can't respond to you the way I really want to respond to you.
Allow
that
me to finish, please. Allow
my
me to finish,
next
please.
Question is: are we calling a golf match here or something? Because you're talking very low, like you're calling a golf match. Can you bring the volume up a little bit, please?
Oh, you said the whisperer.
Thank you, sir.
The golf whisperer.
Oh,
you know the golf whisperer.
The live tournament or something like that. He's talking like you know.
No, man,
you gotta love. You gotta love the golf whisperer. That's one of the greatest things in sports. On a Sunday afternoon when there's nothing to watch. You've had enough cocktails, and you listen for the golf whisper, like, be very quiet. We're now here.
Quiet on the eighth green, right? If any team were to engage with that person who was calling on behalf of Roquan Smith, then that team would be guilty of tampering. cough.
Well, we'll discuss all of that coming up.
What do your bears look like? Don't worry about Roquan Smith. Don't try to throw jazz in my Dolphins. What do your bears look like? Are you deflecting?
Okay, but Earl and Peter, you all a little ahead of yourself. We're going to discuss that in the segment coming up brought to you by Tropical Gyros, who's in and who's out. Right now, we got to do the homework. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, it's all about that Greek Whopper. And I'll get through the local headlines real quick so we can get into football because I know everybody wants to talk football. So I'll make it as quick as possible. But listen, man. It's all about that Greek Whopper. And if you haven't heard about it, you haven't experienced it over there at Burger King Nassau featuring the Greek Whopper. Topped with tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, and Greek spices. Comes along with a small fries, small fountain drink, three-piece mozzarella sticks, strawberry cream cheese turnover. All right? And it comes three ways. Flame grilled beef, crispy chicken, or plant-based. $13, VAT included, and it's waiting on you. At your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery. So there you go. Now, here's what's happening as far as the headlines go. Medals for the Eastwood Judo Club. The Eastwood Judo Club is in action in the 33rd Annual U.S. Open Judo Championships and Golden Score Competition that was held abroad, obviously. And I'll tell you exactly where it was held as soon as the story opens up. But to see our young judo athletes getting off, performing, and winning medals. All right? And a story by Simba French And they performed in the Fort Lauderdale Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, from July 29th to the 31st. And the team members returned 3 gold medals and a bronze medal. So congratulations to doing big things. In addition to that, Summer of Thunder, the Kentucky Wildcats, the Jackrabbits, the Puerto Rico teams all win at Summer of Thunder. Good notes from tennis. A larger number of children took part in tennis camps this summer, which was awesome to see. And back to basics, Shawnee wins the 400 in Monaco. All right? And there you have it. That's a wrap on local sports headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. We're going to take a break right now. Flip side of the break. We're going to jump right into it. Who's in? Who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We're talking NFL. Pearly got his Dolphins. Peter got his Bears. I got my Cowboys. We'll be talking, and we'll hear about the Chicago Bears. Earl, I surprised the Bears didn't call you to come run some routes. I hear they're looking for wide receivers, and they signed them out of Walmart.
Just before we go to the break, Naughty, just before we go to the break, I know you and Peter trying to I don't want y'all to forget who had the best record in baseball. That's how you cannot talk about that certain fella. I got to talk about the Dodgers every show. Best record in baseball, and 5 of our best pitchers in
baseball. Now that we're talking about it.
Gary gearing up to embarrass y'all.
Now, you know our favorite brother under modification in Chippenham, Michael Jackson, right? You know what I'm talking about, right, Pearly?
Yeah.
He showed me where you sit late in the night with the number book and the Yankee voodoo doll. And guess who could be sitting there with the number book and the Dodger voodoo doll from tonight on? This guy.
you went there. That guy.
So did I.
Become that guy with me.
Be afraid. You know I'm that guy right now when it comes to my Dodgers.
So I'm going to become that guy.
What, Peter?
And if it don't work for my Yankees, it's going to work for my Cowboys.
What, Alfredo, what? The Yankees gone from the best pitching staff in baseball to the worst ERA in the last month.
I'm saying be afraid of the guy in Chippenham with the voodoo doll or the Dodgers uniform on it. Be afraid.
No.
Peter, you crossed this note. You was running on too early. I kept telling you don't do that, man. It's your fault,
too
Peter.
Too excited too quick.
You got to buy the Jack Daniels to be loose. That's all I'm saying. Producer, take me to the break.
I'm
getting a little melancholy. Just spoiled my coffee talking about the Yankees. Let's go to the break.
School time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their shoes each morning. Your backpack, their lunch bag, or box, John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
Refined style with elegant taste. Divine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, Divine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, Divine Threads is your place. The best Divine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Oppa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads continues right now. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Oh God. Sure. You know, we got dolphins coming out of the woodworks. And this is crazy. This is so ironic because the segment we're going into right now is Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. You know, Chef Comer is a huge dolphin fan. But as you make your way home today, man, if you're in the Mackey Rosetta Street areas, be sure to stop, let Chef hook it up for you as you go into the weekend. All right, check them out on the Bahamian Gyros, the Tropical Bowls, all the goodness that's going on over there. Be sure to check them out right now. Pick up to my crew over there at Tropical Gyros. And yeah, like I said, Pearly, everybody chiming in, you Dolphin fans are just running right out, man.
It's their time of year, man. Preseason. It's their time of year.
Yeah, but guess what? Peter, keep quiet over there because the Dolphins can do far better than the Bears. So that's six more than your name, Paul. No. You trying to ignore your Bears and all you want to talk about my Dolphins. Talk about your Chicago Bears.
Okay,
all
you ready?
All you do is Dolphins this, Dolphins can that, Dolphins this, Dolphins that. Let me hear about the Bears.
He's got enlightenment on the Bears. Let's listen. He's got enlightenment on the Bears.
I can talk now? Okay, cool. Okay, the Bears have second-year quarterback Justin Fields. Allegedly, he said this week that he's throwing to guys in practice who wouldn't even make six string at Ohio State. Allegedly, he said that. Sad part is that's probably true. That's probably true.
It is true.
About 50. We lead the NFL in one category. Lead the NFL in dead money this season. So we got about, 56 million, I think, in dead cap space this year. So I expect that everyone should be better than us this year. We can't pay anybody. The Bears have a zillion rookies, a zillion second-year players. So this year for the Bears is called the purge. Purge the roster, 60% of the roster, and about 90 to 95% of the front office is gone from last year. So totally new guys, fresh faces. If you want a chance to play, especially on offense, and you didn't get drafted, the Bears are the team to come to. They'll give you a chance to play almost everywhere on offense except quarterback. And even then, you might make third string. So the Bears are doing good in retooling, getting ready for next year. But the Bears will have about $100 million in cap space. Mooney looks good in camp. Is he going to be a number one? We'll see.
I was just about to say, Donnell Mooney is a bright spot for you.
Yeah. Cole Kmet from Notre Dame. He played a lot of baseball at Notre Dame. So he didn't really focus exclusively on football. He had 60 catches last year. Can he get to 80 this year? You know, they run that 49er Kittle offense, so he fits that Kittle skill set. Yeah.
I look at your Bears. In your backfield, you got Montgomery, solid back. You got Fields on the center. Donnell Mooney is a good wide receiver. Very talented young wide receiver. And then you got Cole Kmet, like you said, at tight end. You got the components there for the offense to improve this year. The offensive line was decent. Let's see where you go. I think your problems lie on the defensive side of the football. I think you guys are going to have a lot of major issues on that side of the ball. And if you want to improve there, you should trade Roquan Smith. You should trade Robert Quinn. And maybe one or two other pieces that you have there. Completely gut it. Completely cleanse it. And build it up from scratch with the talent that you took in this year's draft and the picks that you get from trading those guys.
A lot of that's already been done. Khalil Mack is gone. There's a new cornerback, the Dicker cornerback, second round from Washington. Washington had two elite cornerbacks. Washington University had two elite cornerbacks last year. One went first round. Bears got one. They got the Brisker safety from Penn State. He's playing strong safety. He's a true strong safety, not a free safety who happens to play strong safety. He's a true free. He's a hitter at strong safety. They still have Johnson, Jalen Johnson. He's a pretty good cornerback. Played well last year. The Roquan Smith is still there. He's still in his rookie deal. Hicks is gone. Remember, Hicks is gone. Ullman is gone. Mac, as I already said before, Mac is gone. Quinn is there. But, you know, you got to have something. And cutting Quinn, I think if they cut Quinn, there's a lot of dead cap space there. And it's like, well, if we cut him, you know, what are you going to really gain? You know, you're pretty looking at a top 10 draft pick. So are you going to really gain that much? So probably not. But again, if there's a team that's willing to give them a ton, they'll happily take it. They're not looking to trade Roquan Smith. They got the other linebackers, Nick Murrow. They got him off the trainer's table in Oakland. He was playing pretty well until he got hurt. We'll see how well he plays now. They got another rookie. They got a rookie linebacker from Wisconsin. We'll see how he plays. They got the D-tackle from the Chargers. He was playing the nose with the Chargers, but the Chargers play they're playing a 3-4 under front. And in that front, he does a lot of the same stuff as three technique does as a nose tackle. So he fits pretty well there. And the thing is, here's the thing, as it's a passing league now. So even your 3-4 teams, you're in a four-man front 60% of the time because of all the nickel and dime that you face as a defense. You guys know this. So the Bears, it's easier to go from a 3-4 back to a 4-3 than the reverse. Just because you're in a four-man front so much anywhere as a 3-4. So they're going to be okay on defense, but they need some pieces. I wish I could remember his name, but he is a fantastic talent out of Georgia. The Bears are high on him. He's going to play the three technique if they get him in this 2023 draft. He was the most talented lineman for Georgia had last year. And that's saying a lot because they sent, I think, two or three first-round picks. So
they got five. They had five first-round picks.
Well, first round. I think they had two in the first round for sure, right? Maybe three. Just off the D-line. So there's a lot of hope there.
Oh, the D-line. Sorry, yeah.
Now, for the Bears, it's Reclamation Project City, buddy. We got Pettis, who's bounced around the league. He played for the 49ers. I don't even remember him. A little short receiver, Wayne Corbett type. Been for the Giants. You know, he didn't do any damage against the Cowboys. He's in the mix. Tad Sharp is in the mix. He's bounced around a few teams. He's with Naughty and Early both play fantasy. You remember seeing him in a waiver wire a couple of times with the Falcons, and he was with the Titans. So, you know, he's making some splash in camp, but don't really expect much out of him. Equanimee St. Brown comes from the Packers. He's a free agent. He was with Notre Dame. He played football in Germany. And he came with the Notre Dame, so he wasn't really developed, you know, as a kid who played in America. You know, he's not as developed, so he's a bit raw. The Packers took him in, tried to develop him, slow process, and they cut him last year. And then they had an injury, had to bring him back. And there's offensive coordinator, who's the Packers passing quarterback coach last year. He says, when St. Brown came back, it's like a light went on. It's like he started to understand, listen, you can't just cruise on athleticism, buddy. You got to put in the work. If you don't put in the work, you're going to be on the street again. So St. Brown started to see the benefits of putting in the work in the film room, extra practices. And
because, you know, he's on the all-name team. You're talking about your wide receivers right now. Yes. Peter, what happened to your third-round pick at number 71, Velus Jones Jr.? Remember Velus from Tennessee?
Tennessee, the super gadget guy, yeah. He's played very well. He's played very well. And everybody here, he's extremely fast. And the question I always had, when he said, you know, we heard this, the guy's fast, he's really fast. You're like, yeah, he's fast, but is he fast on the field? You know, is he fast in pads? A lot of guys are really fast at the combine. You're like, you see him play, you're like, I thought he was a 4-3. And he doesn't, you know, doesn't look like a 4-3 in pads. Jones looks like his speed in pads.
Kyler Gordon was your top pick in the second round. How's he matching up with Jones?
Which one, Gordon or Brisker? So I'm sorry.
Kyler Gordon was your first pick in the second round at 39. Brisker was your second pick in the second round at 48.
Yes, that's correct. Gordon has looked good. Remember, the Bears have a new head coach. He's a defensive guy, came over from the defensive coordinator of Indianapolis last year. They're not sure where to play Gordon, and it's not really on him. He's looked great at corner, outside corner, looked good in the slot. It's, can we put him in the slot and get someone else to play outside corner? Because a lot of teams put their best receiver in the slot. The Packers killed you with Adams. They drew Adams all day and just murder you with that. Never going to be your best corner. So teams put their best receiver in the slot, and your defense just gets annihilated because there's just no way, right? There's just no way. And you can't just bring a guy over, oh, we got to play in the slot when you're playing outside, because it's a totally different game. So they're like, we put him in the slot and then
put someone else in the outside? You say the team put the best receivers in the slot? That's what you say?
Yeah. No.
Are you telling me Miami is putting Tyreek Hill in the slot, Waddle in the slot?
Right. Then a lot of teams, and the thing is, Waddle does well in the slot, and so does Tyreek Hill. Because what happens, you match up against the team's second best corner at best, right? So I saw the Bears do this with Brandon Marshall years ago. They didn't put him in the slot. The Cowboys did it with Dez Bryant years ago, put him in the slot. So in your slot cornerback back in Dez Bryant's time, that was like 175.
No. Yeah. And Dez was in the spot, Vito. Dez was predominantly outside.
I saw some games where they moved Dez. Dez lined up outside. And he motioned to the slot. And
Dez was that he couldn't run all five of the route trees on a route tree. So that was his problem.
Yeah, exactly.
He must have asked him to do the route, and it was a completion. It was a good play.
Matchup-wise, every once in a blue moon, they might see it. But I'm looking at your wide receivers. Darnell Mooney is going to be big for y'all because he's got good chemistry with Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reclamation project from San Francisco, Pettis, has a lot of potential to be a reclamation project.
Waste of time. He's just taking a start till they find somebody better.
Well, they have St. Brown's. St. Brown's looking pretty good. But earlier, right, a lot of the players they have now, it's, hey, we got you on a minimum deal. Let's see how good you are. And if you play well, we'll give you a bigger contract next year. And that's what this year is.
If we can find somebody just as young or better, we'll get rid of you and take that person. If you get an opportunity to get Bolden from Bolden, the second-year wide receiver from the Dolphins rookies, that'll be a great pickup for you and the way you're developing. And he runs the slot extremely well as well. And he's fast.
He could take over from the little running back you lost with the knee injury.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The way that Poles is set up is the Bears general manager, Ryan Poles, he wants all the draft picks for next year. The only way he'll pick up a player, he's not going to trade, is, hey, if you cut that player. Now, I said something else. I remember now. A couple things with Dez Bryant in the slot. I'm remembering it now. I remember at least one play where Dez motioned to the slot, and it was a running play. And I remember thinking, this is a great idea because Dez is a big body wide receiver. So he's a great blocker, and they ran the ball to his side. So, and the Bears did the same thing with
They run him in the slot as a blocker.
Dez was not a slot guy for Dallas, okay? Once in a blue moon, he played the slot, but he wasn't a slot guy.
That was a design running play where he motioned into the slot to block.
The one, yes. I remember a couple others where he motioned. It's the same setup. So it could have been a run, but again, Naughty, you know your Cowboys.
Receivers, but I think it's a perfect segue to talk about the fact that CeeDee Lamb looks all the part, absolutely torched Patrick Surtain multiple times in the scrimmage yet the practice. Looking to see them playing the preseason game tonight and see it transpire if he plays today, but he may not play. So at the end of the day, I'm quite happy with how our wide receiver room looks. In addition to CeeDee Lamb making plays, you had the rookie Jalen Tolbert I told you about, number 18, making plays. Noah Brown, the special teams ace, is actually making plays. And you got some of the young guys developing, coming up through the ranks, that are actually stepping up and making plays. So I think We're quite further along in our wide receiver room than a lot of people thought. And we still have Michael Gallup, who will be coming back by week three or week four. But what I saw from CeeDee Lamb yesterday.
George had battled for a wild card pretty good then.
The wild card. Dallas is going to win the East, hands down. Who are they fighting with?
He gets Miami mixed up. Because Miami ain't even in that division. Damn beating Buffalo.
Let's get a record. I know Miami will not have to win that division. Miami win that division. So, that'll be gravy. That'll be exciting. But I know that.
They'll have to play for the wild card.
Dallas Cowboys ain't gonna win their division either.
You fucking fooler.
Dallas has the most talented roster in the NFC East. So, who's going to
beat them?
Say it again.
Eagles beat them.
Earl is feeling himself right now. The Dodgers winning. The Dolphins look good on paper. He is feeling himself. Unlike Brady, his balls are not deflated. Okay? All I'm saying is he's that
Naughty,
guy right
Naughty.
Now.
Excuse me, Naughty. I want to ask something serious here. Because it is about Mike McCarthy gone at the end of this year regardless and Sean Payton comes in. Because that's the only thing I'm looking at right now with Dallas. That's what really matters.
There's no guarantee if McCarthy goes, Payton comes in, Dan Quinn may get that bye. They love Dan Quinn in Dallas. And it starts with the players who lead the charge, who are so high on Dan Quinn. Offensive players and defensive players.
The players also love Jimmy Johnson, and he wasn't there. So Jerry's going to do what Jerry wants to do, in my opinion. And Jerry loves Sean Payton. But if Sean Payton's available, in your opinion, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, and you know them better than almost anybody. Does Jerry make the move to get Sean Payton?
Boy, that's a rough one.
I mean, the Dolphins want him too, and both franchises have money.
His son may play a big role in that. And I hear his son, Steven, is a DQ Dan Quinn kind of guy.
But you got to also look at Sean Payton becomes available, it just won't be the Dallas Cowboys going after him. Miami has the
best.
You got some other teams out there will go after him, and some other teams will spend some big money to get him.
Well, my producer has played the music. We got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be back. We'll get into our pigskin picks tonight. Yeah, I'm doing pigskin tonight. We got 5 NFL games tonight. I'm going preseason. I ain't touching the Yankees in baseball. I ain't touching them.
Y'all y'all in Boston tonight. Why not?
Even worse, like the old people say. That's worse.
In May, when Peter did listen to me in May and June stopped showing off, he wouldn't be where he is today.
I have a question. Are two of you in any fantasy for football this year?
Yeah,
no,
man.
You know. Naughty didn't invite me.
No, I do it, man. We can put one together. Look for the link this weekend, both of you. But Earl, you can't pick all Dolphins.
I don't pick all Dolphins. You know what I pick? I picked immediately when the last year I had the Dolphins kicker.
Saunders?
And then I grabbed Gaskin. That was it. Other than that, I picked.
Well, you must have been hurting in the running back department if you drafted Gaskin.
I'm trying to win the thing. I don't do fantasy with heart. I used to do it when I twice started. I go for the best available player. I don't care who it is. I had Tom Brady one time.
There you go.
A Dolphin drafted Tom Brady. Wow.
No. Back to wrap it up. Earl Thompson in fantasy league who drafted Tom Brady.
Oh, God. Producer, take us to the break. This is getting thick in here now.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger looking good.
Fidelity. We're good how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options on commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. Fidelity.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Farsi's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you in it. Farsi's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Farsi's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Farsi's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Continues right here, right now, the Friday edition, getting ready to wrap things up. Bertie, you got anybody who you like tonight? As we slide into the Pro Pexar brought you, of course, by the Island Game. You got any baseball you want to share? I'm sure the Dodgers play somebody tonight.
We got Kansas City, we got Bobby Bitt Jr. and the Kansas City Royals coming to town. See, they, yeah. You can make all the him and all you want. You can do all them little sides and break your bad breath like a little bad guy. You can do all them things you want. The Dodgers got the best record in baseball. You got to live
it. I'm happy for you. I mean, if I cared about regular season wins as much as you do, I would be depressed.
And I got to rub it in because I was telling you, I told you, Naughty told you to stop bragging. I said, you wait for the dog days.
Okay, well, I'm okay because I'm looking at this beautiful picture I have in my phone of our 27 rings. So I'm going to be okay. When y'all get to double digits, you could come talk to
That's
me, okay?
Enjoy your regular season rings. 27 rings.
Okay.
But let me bring up the Dolphins' perfect season. You don't like that. Oh, our 27 rings. What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately? When the last time the Yankees win a World Series? All right.
Okay.
Move on,
Naughty. Let me know what I can speak. Anytime, let me know what I can speak. Can I speak?
Here's what I like tonight. I like the Dodgers Royals. I like the Brewers at home over the Cardinals in Major League Baseball. All right? And then if you gander over to the NFL, I'll be honest with you, in the preseason games, if you do it correctly, you have a good chance to win you some money. Okay? But what you need to do is you need on the scores, on the overs and on the unders. All right? So tonight, in addition to the Dodgers over Kansas City and the Brewers over the Cardinals in baseball, I like the Lions and the Falcons to go over 35.5 points. I like the Jags and the Browns to go over 6.5 points. And I like the Eagles and the Jets in that big matchup. I like them to go over 36 points. So those three overs, plus my two baseball, that's my five-team slam-a-lam-a-ding-dong. And you can bet it, set it, and forget it, and play to win with the Island Game, all right? And all you got to do to get your Island Game account is simply log on to theoddinggame.com. Get it? Got it? Good. Anything to say, fellas, before we get out of here?
Earl, if that's okay, you're sitting with Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but, you know.
Go ahead.
Accused of these terrible things. Earl, I am the biggest supporter, more than you, of the undefeated season by the Dolphins. And I'm so glad the Patriots lost, okay, in their quest for perfection. So I'll get that out of the way there, okay? I don't hate your Miami Dolphins, my friend. I have a house in Florida. So I love all Florida teams, even the Dolphins. I'm also a big Orlando Solar Bears fan, the International Hockey League. I love all Florida teams. Got a Jacksonville Jaguar golf shirt, their inaugural season. So, yes, I don't hate the Dolphins, my friend. In fact, my neighbor is the biggest Dan Marino fan on planet Earth. I don't hate the Dolphins, my friend. Now, as far as tonight goes, Naughty, it's a big deal because you got Jalen Hurts playing and Jordan Love. And the Packers got to figure out what they're going to do after Aaron Rodgers. Should Jordan Love really need to step it up, or are they going to have to draft that position again? And Rodgers has so much leverage over the Packers because Jordan Love has been absolutely terrible. Jalen Hurts, again, is he the guy? That's the big question. Is he the guy who's just a really good backup? Okay, because if his production as a quarterback for the Eagles is similar to or just a little bit better than the legend, I'm not going to say his name because I know what you're talking about, quarterback they got from Jacksonville, the legend, then they could ride with the legend and look for another quarterback. So Hurts has to step up now to say, hey, I'm a franchise guy. The funniest thing in the NFC East is what's going on with the Washington Commanders, because Ron Rivera could be fired this year before the end of the season. He's on the hot seat. It's really hot. Yeah. And of all the things, his savior, drum roll please, Naughty, you are the comedian, not me, but I'll do my best.
Make it
quick. Supposed to be Carson Wentz. Wentz is supposed to come in and save Rivera's job.
But guess what? All of that to get to this point, Rivera's fired. Wentz could be looking for another team next year. And we'll see you Monday here on Talking Heads. How about that?
How about that?
For Earl.
Sounds like a plan.
For Peter. My super producer, Chris, in studio. My engineer extraordinaire, Kermit D. Mr. Miami Dolphin on location. Who been giving me hello all day because of you, Earl. Thank you very much. You all have a great weekend. Enjoy your football because it's back. Go love yourself, NFL fans. Got preseason starting tonight, tomorrow, and into Sunday. And we'll talk about it on Monday. Y'all have a great weekend. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you Monday. Be gone.